Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be learning a mimer of the Pachad Yitzchak. And if you know me, you know how excited I get about the Pachad Yitzchak. He's a superstar. Rav Yitzchak Kuttner, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Agana Ga'ainim, an Ilui Shebe Iluyim, an original thinker, and somebody who really left his imprint on the world. And Baruch Hashem, we're zochet to have his svarim and many of his talmidim who continue on with his legacy. This is going to be based on the Sefer Pachad Yitzchak on Yom Kippur in Maimer Yudches, and it should be Lerufuas Toiv Yehudis Bas Tamagasya and Yehuda Ben Sion Ben Naomi and Leilu Nishmas Libin Asher Ben Brindel Chana Bas Reb Mitzvah Giona Esther Bas Reb Shmuel and Aaron Ben Reb Yaakov Shachne. Says Rav Huttner that the beginning of this mimer started when I received a letter from one of the Mevakshim, one of those who seek out God. The Mevakesh asked as follows, Ivsa nafshi lishmaya beirur ba'osam evucha hashareris be'inyan yiras ha'onesh. My soul desires to hear a clarification of the confusion that surrounds the issue of the fear of punishment of Yiras HaOnesh. In the Rambam's Sefer Minyan HaMitzvahs, Nemar Lehedya, She Yiras HaOnesh, in Mitzvah Dairaisa. So we have a Rambam who says that Yiras HaOnesh is a Mitzvah Sesei Dairaisa. And what is this Mitzvah Sesei Dairaisa, the Rambam says? Lira Mipacha Don Sho Yizbarach. To fear God's punishment. And on this it says, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. That you should fear God. That's the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. But the Rambam in the Sefer HaYad writes that Yiras HaOnesh is for whom? Is for Ketanim and Chalushei Das. That Yiras HaOnesh is for children and for those of very lightweights of the intellect, as it were, Chalushei Das. So wait a second. This is very confusing, the Talmud asked. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam says that fearing the Onesh is a mitzvah seidarais es Hashem lokech atira. And in the Sefer HaYad, he says to fear Onesh is ru'i l'ktanim u'chalushei das. Somebody scared of punishment? That's for the wimps. It's for the children. So which one is it? So you're going to tell me that they're both true? That it's for ktanim u'chalushei das and it's also a kiyum of es Hashem lokech atira? That obviously can't be. Can't say that it's for Ketanim and Chalushei Das and that it's a mitzvah Sei Daraisa. God doesn't give mitzvah Sei Daraisa for Ketanim and Chalushei Das. So we have to understand how to harmonize between the two sources. The Yad, where the Rambam says that it's for Ketanim and Chalushei Das, and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, where the Rambam says, no, Pachad HaOnesh is Kiyum HaVes Hashem Elokecha Tira. But Huttner answers in his usual profound fashion. The Gemara says in numerous places, Onesh Shamanu Azhara Minayin. We see from the Pasuk that there's an Onesh, whatever the Gemara happens to be talking about. Where do we find an Azhara? Where do we find that it's Aser? So the Sefer HaChinuch explains the question as follows. If the truth was that we would find an Onesh B'li Azhara, we would find the punishment in the Torah without a warning against doing the act that brings about the punishment. So even though the halacha would be that the Beit Din has to punish a person who does this Aveira, nevertheless, if the one being punished agrees to receive the punishment, he's allowed to do the Aveira. In other words, there's no hakpada on the person. We're not angry at the person for doing the Maisa. The Maisa batzmuso, he's allowed to do if he wants to. The Etzem HaMaisa. The only thing is, he has to accept the punishment. So that's what one would have thought. That God says, listen, if you want to do it, it's up to you, but you're just going to have to suffer the consequences. That's why the Gemara asks, Onesh Shamanu Azhara Minayin, meaning we know that you're going to get an Onesh, but it's not enough. When there's an Onesh, that's not enough to lessen the severity of the Maisa. You can't say, I'm going to suffer the consequences, and God says, that's fine. No. The Gemara's premise is that if there's an Onesh, there's also an Azhara. God is makbid on the Guf HaMaisa also. God doesn't want you to do the act. It's not a matter of just suffering the consequences. like in sports, Rahabdil Alfafi Abdallah. So somebody says that if he fouls the other player, he'll go to the foul line and take two shots. So sometimes you're willing to accept the punishment if the guy's a bad foul shooter. So foul him and hopefully he'll miss the foul shots. You're willing to accept the punishment. But if you want to do it, you can do it. Here, it's not like that in Torah. It's not only that there's a punishment. It's a lot more than that. There's a punishment and God doesn't want you to do the ma'isa either. Yes, there's one must suffer the consequences, but in addition to that, the very act itself is forbidden. So it emerges, therefore, that when there is an act that has an onesh, that comes along with a punishment, not only does God say that one should mete out the punishment for doing this act, but God doesn't want you to do the act in the first place. God is also makban on the etzem ha-maisa. So continues Rafut Narela, Shekana Dain HaBen Shoel. Still we can have a question. Teina ha-akpada al guf ha-aveira. I understand why we're makbid on the guf ha-aveira. Sherek pei dezuma fereshe si lehejye ba'azhara, because the Torah tells us that the act itself is aser, and one can't just say, I will suffer the consequences. But the act inherently is okay. That is not true. The act itself is an invalid act. It's a puzzle act. Aval osak pad al heyader ha'ema miyisurei onesh zuminayim lanu. Where do we get a hakpada? Where do we see that the God is makbid, the Torah is makbid, and one not fearing the pain of punishment? Harei b'chol hasra omer hamusra afal pichein. Whenever there's hasra, the one given the hasra, the one given the warning before the onesh, says afal pichein, I know I'm getting the onesh, and afal pichein, nevertheless I'm doing the maisa. So how do we know that besides the hakpada on the guf ha'aveira, so now we know there's God doesn't want you to do the guf ha'aveira because there's an hasara, how do we know that there's also a hakpada that God is upset about the afal pichein? That one is also not afraid of punishment. One is willing to accept upon himself the punishment. And the answer to this question is that that is all included in the pasuk of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira means Lira Mipachad Onsha. This mitzvah is like all other mitzvahs halavavos in the Torah, that a person has to place in his heart fear of punishment. He must develop in his soul fear of punishment. Oy vavoy, what's going to happen if I do this aveira? And therefore there's a very serious hakpada when the musra says, when the one given hasra says afal pichein. Why? Because if he says afal pichein, I know I'm going to get malchus and still I'm doing this. I know I'm going to get misa and still I'm doing this. He is mevatel the pachad of the onesh. Umistabra tuva, continues her footner, brilliantly. As always, I don't know if you think I'm impressed, I am. he's sui generis. He's one of a kind. So he says that will be the svara to the sheet of the Rush. The Rush says that any musra that's makabel hasra already becomes a mummer by kabbalas hasra. Just by receiving hasra, he already becomes a mummer. And he explains that through this, he becomes a mummer lahachis. Why should he say this? Why should he say afal pichein? It must be that by doing this aveira, his intention is to be machis, to anger God. So it would seem that the simple understanding of the Rush is that the mumrus is beguf maisa aveira. He becomes a mumr because of the actual aveira. And the kabbalas hasra makes the aveira into a machis hachosadik aveira, into a lahachistik aveira. That's what one would think. In the Rush, the Aveira itself is what makes one a mummer, and it's the Kabbalah's Hasra that shows that the Guf HaAveira was done lahachis. However, according to what we said, there's an even deeper understanding. Since Afal Pichein is Bittul Pachadon Shel, it's a Bittul of the Mitzvah Zaseh, Ves Hashem Elokecha Tira. So there's definitely a throwing off of the yoke of Yiras Shemayim. And this throwing off of the yoke of Yiras Shemayim is a mice of mumrus. That makes this person an apostate. That makes this person a turncoat. This mice of prikas all of Yerushalayim by saying, afal pichein. I'll take the punishment. I don't have fear of God's punishment. So now we understand that there, the Torah is very makbid that not only should the person be afraid of the sin itself, of doing the Avera, and one must be careful not to do an Avera, one must also be afraid of the Onesh. And that is the key to the solution of the problem which you, my dear student, says Rav Huttner, asked about in your letter. V'hainu, mipnei shezeh shekosav harambam, sheyiras ha'onesh ein ru'uya el liktanam v'lechalushay das, that the Rambam wrote, that the fear of punishment is only fitting for the young of age and for the weak of mind. Hakavana hi la'oisoy tzir shel yiras ha'onesh kefi shehi metsuya etzo ktana v'chalushay das. The Rambam is talking in the Yad when he says yiras ha'onesh is for children and those of a weak mind. He's talking about the type of yiras ha'onesh that is found by children and those of a weak mind. What is that? She'etzem ha'pachad v'hamora mipnei ha'onesh einam nichnasim klal v'cheshben ha'mitzvahs. They are not afraid because of mitzvahs. Why are they afraid? They're afraid because it hurts. Ha'pachad v'hamora einam mishamshim ela shmira tivis ha'sotemet et ha'derech la'aveira. The fear and the awe are only there as a natural guarding that seals off the path to doing the sin. But let's say somebody says he's not afraid. He has a high pain tolerance. And when the Beis Din gives him the 39 lashes, he's not going to be afraid. It doesn't bother him. V'lo od. There's a picture we can have of Yiras Onesh that's even less than what we just described. Dehainu sha'tzir shalahem beYiras Haonesh hu doma letzir shachinuch mefarish b'sheilas haGemara Onesh shemanu ashar minayin. It's like what the chinuch explained in the question of the Gemara. We see an Onesh, but where do we get an ashara? Shim raka onshim hayuksuvim b'Torah b'li asharas hayinu omrim she'en kan kpeid al guf ha'maisa ela sheyesh kan din shel Onesh. If the Azhara wouldn't have been written in the Torah, it would have said that God doesn't care that if you did the actual Maisa. God just says, if you do it, you have to suffer the consequences. There's a punishment. Not you, Chas V'Shalom, the person. Aval ein kan shum musak shel niged l'ritzono shel makom, but the act itself does not contradict the will of God. So here we have two tziyurim of Yiras Ha'onesh. One is that there's shmira tivis, that there's going to be punishment. And that some people are afraid of punishment because it hurts. And that's the way a katan and a chalosh das would view it. And there's even less than that. That the katan and the chalosh das would say that, you know what? God doesn't even care if I do the act. If I do the act, I get punished. V'al shnei atziurim halalu b'yiras ha'onesh, kosev aramam she'yira zu she'echas l'ktanam v'chalushe adas. These two types of attitudes, which has nothing to do with mitzvahs, one is just the natural fear one has, which stops one from doing an avera. That type of yiras ha'onesh, that it's if I do this avera, it's going to hurt. And the other type of yiras ha'onesh, where the person understands that God doesn't even care about the guf ha'maisa. Just God says in the end, I'm going to be punished. So I'm afraid of that punishment. But the guf ha'mais is fine. In other words, in the first way, it could be that one even thinks the guf ha'mais is wrong. But that doesn't bother him so much. The guf ha'mais is wrong. It doesn't bother me. I'm going to get punished, and I'm afraid to do the avera because of punishment. And there's an even lower madrega where the person thinks the mais itself is fine. Just afterwards, it's going to hurt. And that's what he's afraid of. He's afraid of the pain afterwards. But the etzem ha'maisa is fine. As we would have thought without the question of the Gemara onesh shemanu ashar minayin. There's just an onesh. There's a penalty that has to be paid. But the act itself is fine. And that's the way a lot of times ketanim view it. Ketanim will say there's a rule. I'm only keeping the rule because of the onesh. But I don't really have to do this. The act itself is fine. There's just a punishment involved. So that's what the Rambam is talking about when he says that this type of year is Shaykh Tiktanim and Chalushay Adas. And it has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Yiras HaOnesh. What's Yiras HaOnesh? Yiras HaOnesh is a mitzvah, Chovas HaLevavos. It's a mitzvah in one's lave that one must has to have Yiras HaOnesh. And that's part of our mitzvah of fearing God. Just like we have a mitzvah to love God, we also have a mitzvah to fear God. So the mitzvah to fear God isn't only Yiras HaRomimus, that everybody would agree, that you're awestricken by God. Wow, God. Something very, very special, very, 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 very awe-inspiring. That's a higher level, Yiras HaRomimus. But even Yiras HaOnesh, the lower level, Yiras HaOnesh must be viewed as a mitzvah. That God wants me to fear His punishment. And therefore, when I say Afal Pichain, before I do an Aveira, and they give me Hasra, and I say, I don't care about the Onesh, Afal Pichain, I'm doing it. That's a bittul of the Yiras Shamayim. That's a bittul of Yiras HaOnesh. You're not afraid of the punishment. God Dafka wants you to be afraid of the punishment because it's a mitzvah. Not because the punishment is going to hurt, but because it's a mitzvah to be afraid of fear of punishment. So therefore, in typical Lithuanian fashion, Rav Futner basically says that there are two dinim in Yiras HaOnesh. There's Yiras HaOnesh that the Torah desires you to reach, and there's Yiras HaOnesh that's for Ketanim and Chalushay Das. The Yiras HaOnesh that's Ketanim and Chalushay Das is just that there's going to be a punishment and it's going to hurt, that has nothing to do with a mitzvah. And that Yiras HaOnesh might even say that the act itself is fine. I'm just afraid of the punishment, but the act is okay. And that's not true. The higher level of Yiras HaOnesh is that God wants me to fear His punishment. That's part of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. Lira mi pachad onsho. And that's a Chobos HaLevav. Just like we have to have love of God, we also have to have fear of His retribution. So that, sweetest friends, is the answer given by Rav Futner to this student. And Emir Tzashem, in the next year, we hopefully, B'li Neder, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we will continue discussing this topic. And for now, I wish all of my sweetest friends a wonderful and simcha d'ikadei. Shalom, shalom.